It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And the excitement is building, getting ready for the 2014 version of Professional Summer Theater, Tibbetts Summer Theater, coming our way. And while the main stage shows are about a week and a half away, getting geared up this weekend for the return of Popcorn Theater and Treasure Island, the opening show. Nate Klingenberg, you are in the cast of that. Did you remember the story from when you were young?
I do. There was a Disney movie, an animated film they did of Treasure Island, and it was kind of like a futuristic take on it. So I remember that more than like the original story.
Okay. Well, give everybody a little background on Nate coming here from Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, I am a Buckeye, but I will say that. But I started doing theater junior year of high school, really, and ever since then I haven't been able to stop. But before that, I was an Irish dancer for 10 years or so, and then played some soccer, and now I'm here.
Okay. So. Well, you fit right in, because I'm Irish, I'm a soccer coach. You're in good company right now in Coldwater, other than the Buckeye thing. But we won't hold that against you. So what was kind of the draw for you into theater, though?
I think, the applause I really liked. I would perform for Irish dance when I was younger, and I just loved when we had big performances. I loved when everybody... you touch people, and like they loved watching you, and I think that's what drew me in, is just you affected people's lives. Okay. In a good way, or like if it was a sad show, and hopefully not a bad way, but
okay. Klingenberg is not an Irish name, though.
It's not. I'm half German.
Okay.
My dad is German and Lithuanian, and my mother is fully Irish. So.
Okay, so I wonder how you actually got that connection to it. So, all right. So, do you consider yourself a comedic actor, dancer, a singer? What's your forte?
I would say a singer actor. Comedic, yes. I've been in a couple comedies. Or actually, most of the shows I've been in have been comedies. So, I don't know or think that I'm funny, but I guess other people do.
Depends what the script is, right?
So, yeah.
There you go, and how you deliver it then. So,
exactly.
So what's kind of the path you want to be on here? Because, I mean, you're a young man right now.
Yes. I still have 2 years left at school. I'm at Baldwin Wallace University in Cleveland. I'm going to be a junior next year. And when I graduate, I plan to move to New York and give the whole Broadway thing a shot.
Okay. All right. Inspired by the Tony Awards a week or so ago?
That was pretty incredible. Yeah. There were some pretty cool things.
And there's a lot more, it seems like a lot more dance stuff going on, too, on Broadway.
Yes, yes. Most all the shows are pretty dance-heavy right now. So. Yeah.
All right. So for dancers like you, that's a good thing, right?
It is a very good thing.
So tell us about your roles this summer. When you get tossed into summer theater, you're doing all that stuff.
Yes, it's a lot at you really quickly. I am playing Long John Silver in Treasure Island.
Arg.
I'm playing Zach in A Chorus Line, so the choreographer in that show. I'm playing Rusty Charlie in Guys and Dolls, and Elliot, who is the middle brother of three in Alone Together, that play at the end of the season.
All right. So have you ever done a season like this where you're juggling all those shows and all those scripts and all those lines in your brain at once?
Nope, I sure haven't. This is my first summer stock experience, so it's going to be a pretty awesome challenge. I'm really excited. Yeah,
hopefully your head doesn't explode.
Yes,
with all
those, hopefully
all
not.
Those things, so. Well, very cool. So what about your family? Your family involved in theater or entertainment or anything at all?
Well, my dad's an artist, or he's an art teacher and a soccer coach. And my mom's an accountant, so the art kind of came from my dad's side, I guess. But I have two older brothers, one of which, the middle one, is a professional Irish dancer. He's in the dance troupe Lord of the Dance. And then my oldest brother actually just moved to Los Angeles to act, pursue an acting career. So we're all pretty much in the arts, which is pretty cool.
So it kind of runs through the family.
Yeah, definitely.
Are they getting a chance to come up and see you?
I know one of them. One of my brothers is, and my mom and dad are. But yeah. The one in LA is it's a little pricey to get flying.
Get back here. So, well, you send them some YouTube shots or something, maybe.
Definitely.
So, well, very cool. Well, have fun this season, and if you get an opportunity, come out in the pitch and we'll play a little soccer.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We'd love to have you out here. So, right now with Treasure Island, what do you like best about this script and doing this?
I think it's I get a peg leg. And I think it's working with the peg leg is pretty fun.
And you can do the ARG thing, too.
Yeah, so, you know, the pirate voice.
Who doesn't like to be a pirate, you know? So. Okay, and the kids will be, you talked about, you know, getting the applause and that kind of thing. If you've never done a show like this with these kids, they buy into it so much, and they're going to have so much fun with that. So you'll have a great audience. So
definitely.
All right, looking forward to it. Beginning on Friday, right?
Yes.
Friday morning, 10 a.m. Popcorn Theater kicks off. Nate Klingenberg and the cast of Treasure Island and other shows throughout the season with us here with Tibbetts Summer Theater. On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.